9 o'clock. Start whenever you're ready.
Colleagues, get seated. Got here at 9:02. That's pretty good for you. Okay, we'll call this meeting to order. See if my gavel works.
Yes, it does.
And we will now have the Pledge of Allegiance. If you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Ready to begin. I pledge allegiance to God. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, and pursuant to Agenda Item 1A, Commissioner Francine Ocean has requested to participate remotely. Her request is for just cause related to a medical issue, and it is allowed pursuant to Government Code Section 54953F, subsections 1 through 3. Staff recommends that the Commission approve the request from Commissioner Ocean to participate remotely for just cause in today's meeting. This would require a motion, a second, and a roll call vote.
Okay. Motion made and seconded. And please call the roll.
Commissioner Finley?
Yes.
Commissioner Horvath?
Aye.
Commissioner Lewis?
Aye.
Commissioner McCallum?
Aye.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Commissioner Ocean? Commissioner Ocean?
She can't vote on this item.
Sorry. Chair Deere?
Yes. And item passes.
Commissioner Ocean, the law requires you to disclose if there are any individuals 18 or over with you while you are participating in this meeting. Can you please advise accordingly? Commissioner Ocean? Commissioner Ocean, is there anyone there with you who is 18 or over? She must be muted or we must be having a connection issue. I would suggest, Mr. Chair, that we move on to announcements. Commissioner Ocean, please speak up when you are connected. Thank you. If any commissioner has received a campaign contribution that would require disclosure and recusal from an item on today's agenda, please make it known at this time. Please specifically state the name of the donor, the amount, and the date of the contribution.
While we're under this item, I'd like to go on to two talking points to mention just now. First is to welcome again Wendy Salea on behalf of the commission as a new alternate public member. For more than two decades, Wendy has served in various capacities of local nonprofit organizations, and she now works for the Los Angeles Mission and the Ann Douglas Center for Women in Skid Row. She previously served on the Downtown Los Angeles Neighborhood Council, and she was the chair of the Outreach Subcommittee for the Congress of Neighborhoods Los Angeles. Originally from Boyle Heights, she is a long-term resident of Southeast Los Angeles and currently lives in the city of Southgate. On behalf of my colleagues, I'd like to welcome Wendy Salea to the commission. Welcome. And at this time, I'd like to on behalf of the commission, it's my pleasure to welcome Angie Reyes English. At its meeting on January 11th, the City Selection Committee appointed her as the alternate city member for a new four-year term. Angie is currently the mayor pro tem of the city of Hawthorne. She has served as an elected official since 2005. Her focus is on strengthening neighborhood safety and creating new jobs for city residents. She previously worked for elected officials in the State Assembly, State Senate, and the City of Los Angeles. On behalf of my colleagues, I'd like to welcome Angie Reyes English to the commission. Welcome. And now we...
And I also need to indicate I will be recused from item 7A. Per advice of County Council, I received a contribution from the mayor of Beverly Hills. And so that requires recusal from this item.
Okay, well.
Mr. Chair, given that Supervisor Horvath has a conflict on agenda item 7A, and with your permission, we'd like to request that you put that at the end of the agenda just before adjournment. In which case she would be able to leave the meeting and the rest of you could proceed in her absence.
All right, if there's no objection, we will move item 7A right after item 14.
Thank you. I have a few announcements. Consistent with state law, the original agenda was posted to the LAFCO website on Tuesday, February 6, 2024. It was also posted here at the Kenneth Hahn Hall of Administration on Wednesday, February 7th. The agenda and public hearing notices stated that interested persons were afforded the opportunity to submit comments by email or U.S. mail no later than 5 p.m. on the business day preceding the date set for today's meeting in order to be deemed timely. Staff has received some additional communications received after the agenda was posted, which we have put up on the website, emailed to all of you, and provided you with hard copies today. Council has reviewed the agenda, and they have affirmed that the conduct of today's meeting is consistent with state law. Please note that due to the participation of one commissioner remotely, all votes today will require a roll call vote. Our clerk will call the roll for agenda items requiring a vote. When you make or second a motion, please do so and state your last name so that we can record it in the minutes. Item 4 is the swearing in for speakers. This is for members of the public. Staff has arranged for members of the public to provide verbal testimony during today's meeting. As is commission practice, each speaker will be allowed up to 3 minutes for each item. To the members of the public calling into today's meeting, and should you wish to speak before the commission, we would ask that you identify yourself as the agenda item to which you are speaking. You may also indicate that you merely wish to be available should any commissioners have questions. Our understanding is there are a couple people online, but they did not wish to speak unless called upon. That is correct. For the public who are here today in the room, if you plan to testify for the commission today, now is the time for you to be sworn in. I would ask that you raise your right hand. And in the testimony that you may give before this commission, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you. Mr. Chair, item 5 is public comment. This is the first opportunity for members of the public to address the commission on any item, including those items that are on the posted agenda or relating to any subject matter within the jurisdiction of the commission. Public comment is limited to 3 minutes.
I have two requests to speak at this time. One is Mary Padres on item 7A, and the other is Andrew Smith on item 9A. So Ms. Padres, you're on first.
Mr. Chair, with your permission, I think they both wanted to speak when their items came up. Is that correct? Yeah.
Okay. We'll do that.
Item 6 is your consent agenda. It includes items 6A through 6O. Before you make a motion and proceed, I'd like to thank Dylan Sittig, staff to Supervisor Horvath, who brought two items to our attention. Please disregard the language in the first line of the legislative update. It mistakenly refers to bills awaiting signature by the governor. That was my mistake, retaining language from a prior legislative update. And in the executive officer written report, the item about the upcoming budget, it mistakenly references fiscal year 23-24. It should read fiscal year 24-25. So with those corrections and a thank you to the supervisor's staff, we recommend the commission adopt one motion approving the consent agenda.
So moved.
There's a motion.
So moved.
Second.
And a second. Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Commissioner Finley?
Yes.
Commissioner Horvath?
Aye.
Commissioner Lewis? Commissioner McCallum?
Aye.
Commissioner Marish? Commissioner Ocean? Commissioner Bells?
Oh, she's on. Commissioner Ocean is on. Thank you.
Chair Deere?
Yes. Motion passes.
Before you move on to the next item, Commissioner Ocean, can you verify whether there are or are not anyone else at your location 18 years or older?
No, there isn't.
Thank you. Item 7 is a 7A. Oh, I'm sorry, you're going to take that at the end. My apologies. Your next item is items 9A and B. And please note that senior analyst Doug Dorado will present items 9A and 9B.
Good morning, commissioners. Agenda item 9A is the status of annexation number 2000
Annexation number 2023-07 to the City of Duarte, amendments to the City of Duarte and Bradbury spheres of influence. In your agenda packet, you'll find the status of annexation number 2023-07 to the City of Duarte as of February 1st, 2024. The annexation process is coming along as expected, and staff is waiting for the pre-zoning ordinance and tax transfer resolution to deem this application complete. Once complete, staff will agendize this proposal along with annexation number 2021-10 to the City of Bradbury for consideration at the same meeting. At this item is for informational purposes only, and the applicant and myself are available to answer any questions the commission may have. The landowner representative, Andrew Smith, is in the audience and wishes to address the commission.
Your mic isn't on.
Is that on? Oh,
hello. There you go.
Good morning and happy Valentine's Day. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. My name is Andrew Smith. I'm the executive director of Royal Oaks, the senior living community owned and operated by Human Good, that is the applicant for the annexation into the City of Duarte. I just wanted to come and encourage you to continue the support of the annexation into the City of Duarte and to continue it on to give us the time to work with the City of Duarte on the process. We've been hard at work along with the city. As recently as last night, the city voted to adopt the property tax transfer resolution. And we have signed a pre-annexation agreement with them to work through the process together. I just want to point out that we remain as excited and interested in this annexation as we were in the very beginning when we started this a little over a year ago, as evidenced by myself and a number of our residents being in attendance. We still think it is the best thing for the long-term viability of our community, Royal Oaks. It's the best thing for our residents, and we think it'll be a great thing for the City of Duarte as well. So thank you for the opportunity to speak.
Thank you. I have for the record a letter from the City of Duarte signed by the city manager, and he takes the stand of being in favor of item 9A and opposed to agenda item 9B. So for the record, we receive this. All right, let's go on.
Agenda item 9B is annexation number 2021-10 to the City of Bradbury and California Environmental Quality Act exemption. Annexation number 21-10 to the City of Bradbury was considered by the Commission on April 12, 2023. This item was continued to your June 14, 2023 meeting, and once again continued to today's meeting. This annexation was continued so it can be heard concurrently with annexation number 2023-07 to the City of Duarte because a portion of the affected territory has been requested to be annexed by both proposals. Please refer to the previous item, agenda item 9A, that provided the commission the status of annexation number 2023-07 to the City of Duarte's proposal. As outlined in the staff report, staff recommends that the commission continue annexation number 2021-10 to the City of Bradbury to be considered concurrently with annexation number 2023-07 to the City of Duarte. Date to be determined, not to exceed October 9th, 2024's commission meeting.
All right, where do we go over here?
This continuance would require a motion and a second and a roll call vote.
So that's your motion. Continue.
I have a question.
The motion's made here. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
We already have. Okay, we'll take your second.
Okay.
Go on.
What happens if we don't approve 9B? That's just kind of the backup. Is that what you're?
Yeah. I mean, the reality is we're not asking you to make a decision in favor or opposed to it. It just sits and awaits rescheduling at a future commission date. It's really no different than if you weren't considering it today, but you did ask to have it brought back today.
Mr. Chair, if I may, I make a comment here. One of the reasons this commission exists is to prevent the creation of underrepresented islands in the county. And unfortunately, this proposal would disenfranchise a community from fully participating in their rights as a community. And fortunately, we do have a backup on this, as you noticed on 9A. So that is something that this commission exists to prevent the creation of unrepresented islands.
Commissioner Lewis, I think we are doing everything we can as staff to bring these both to you when they are ripe for consideration at the same time. We've taken the direction as staff that you would like to hear both together and not one on its own. You have one application, which is 9B, which you could essentially act on. 9A is not there yet. So we think it will be in the next few months. And then our plan is before October to bring both of those to be on the agenda at the same time, at a time when you could vote on both of them at the same time.
Chair, I have a question too.
Okay.
If I understood correctly, before Bradbury just wanted this island, if you will, in its sphere of influence. I'm seeing now it looks at annexation. As I recall, they didn't want the people who were living at Royal Oaks to be able to vote. If an annexation request is pending, that would allow them to vote in Bradbury, correct? As opposed to what the situation was before.
No, no one would be allowed to vote in either the city of Bradbury or the city of Duarte unless and until this commission approved an annexation.
I understand that, but what I'm suggesting is before, Bradbury just wanted to keep this in the sphere of influence without actually annexing it into the city. It seems like now Bradbury is interested in actual annexation, which if it happened, and I'm not saying one way or the other, then they would be able to vote in Bradbury, correct?
No, because the only portion that the city of Bradbury is proposing to annex is the crosshatched red that you see up on the screen before you.
Okay, so
they would only be annexing a portion of the street and not the yellow, which is where the Royal Oaks retirement community.
Okay, so the new request for Bradbury for annexation isn't the entire yellow. It's just they just want the street.
Correct.
We've addressed that before.
The annexation for Bradbury is only the street. The annexation proposed to Duarte through the human good proposal is everything.
But there's nothing, in other words, there's nothing new that we haven't seen from the Bradbury proposal.
That is correct.
That they've said, you know what, we're willing, you look at the map, you know, we're willing to take the whole thing, and you know, that hasn't happened.
Bradbury's unwilling to take the whole thing, only the street.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so in other words, it would leave it a county island forever.
Correct.
Okay, so that's what B would do.
Barring a very, very unforeseen future agreement to detach and annex a portion of the road, which is highly unlikely, if not impossible.
Or Bradbury saying, you know what, we at some point we've decided we want to annex that as well, which yeah. They've made it clear they're not interested.
That is correct.
Okay, so they haven't withdrawn their.
They have not withdrawn their application. They are aware of today's meeting. I've spoken with the city manager, and from what he told me, he had no objection to the continuance.
Okay, any other questions? Well, this item is continued, right?
There was a motion and a second. It does require a vote.
We didn't vote on the motion. I'm sorry. Please.
About A. Did we vote on A or we didn't have to vote?
You didn't vote on A because it was just a status report. There was no action required.
Okay.
All right. So please call the roll on the motion for continuance.
Commissioner Finley?
Yes.
Commissioner Horvath?
Aye.
Commissioner Lewis?
Just a point of order. This vote, is this a, does an aye vote annexation?
It does not. It is just an action to continue. It's a continuance without prejudice.
All right. I have another. Would we be able to just say, you know, let's not waste our time. We're not interested. No.
You do not have the findings and recommendations in front of you to do that. You would have to ask us to bring it back at a later meeting.
Got it. Okay.
So at this time, I'll vote aye on that.
Commissioner McCallum?
Aye.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Commissioner Ocean? Commissioner Ocean? Commissioner Bell?
Go ahead.
Chair Dear.
Yes.
And the motion passes. Paul, what's next?
Item 9C will be presented by Deputy Executive Officer Adriana Romo.
Good morning, Commissioners. This fiscal year 2023-24 mid-year budget status report is for the purposes of providing the Commission with an overview of the mid-year budget of expenditures and revenues as of 12/31 of 2023 in comparison to the adopted budget. Based on actual mid-year revenues and expenditures, projections are made through the end of the fiscal year also in anticipation of drafting the fiscal year 2024-2025 budget. Staff anticipates that at the end of the current fiscal year, expenditures will be approximately 3.5% below the Commission adopted budget. Staff projects year-end savings in salaries and benefits and in professional services. Professional services are expected to be below budget by approximately 31% due to contract services for municipal services that were not utilized during the current fiscal year. As noted in the budget spreadsheet, filing fee revenue is projected to be 25% lower than the adopted budgeted amount. Filing fee revenue is always an estimate, given that staff has no control over the filing fees of proposals. Further, between now and June 30th, that revenue may change substantially. On the upside, LAFCO funds held in the county treasury are accumulating interest at a record high rate of return, causing projected year-end and interest income to exceed the adopted budget significantly. At mid-year, the county auditor controller's office has collected 100% of the fiscal year 23-24 local agency apportionment from all of the agencies. Staff is currently preparing the draft fiscal year 24-25 budget to be presented to the Commission at its March 13th meeting. At this time, staff is recommending that the Commission receive and file the mid-year budget status report for the current fiscal year 23-24. Any questions of the Commission?
Any questions? Is there a motion to receive and file?
Move.
Second.
Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Commissioner Finley?
Yes.
Commissioner Horvath?
Aye.
Commissioner Lewis? Commissioner McCallum?
Aye.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Commissioner Ocean?
Yes.
Chair Dear?
Yes, and the motion passes.
Next item is item 9D, which is the fiscal year 2023-24 mid-year investment status report. The purpose of the mid-year investment report is to apprise the Commission of interest and earnings received as of 12/31 of 23 in comparison to the adopted budget. As noted earlier, LAFCO receives substantial interest earnings related to funds held in the county treasury, resulting from an upward rate of return trend. At mid-year, the rate of return was approximately 4.17%, which is at least 1% higher than this time last year. Interest income from the county treasury is expected to be significantly above budget. LAFCO also receives earnings from the California Employers Retirement Benefit Trust, SERPT, which is the fund where LAFCO holds funds for OPEB, at a rate of return of 3.64% as of December of 2023. The SERP balance at that time was $631,745. As of the writing of the staff report, which was January 24th of 24, the balance increased to $654,786. LAFCO's SERP quarterly account update summary was also included in your agenda packet to review as an attachment to the report. Staff recommends that the Commission receive and file the mid-year investment report for fiscal year 2023-24. Thank you.
Motion to receive and file.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Commissioner Finley?
Yes.
Commissioner Horvath?
Aye.
Commissioner Lewis? Commissioner McCallum?
Aye.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Commissioner Ocean?
Aye.
Chair Dear?
Yes, and the motion passes. Takes care of item 9. Item 10. No items on the agenda for 10. Commissioners' reports. Are there any commissioner reports? All right, item 12, executive officer's report.
Just one quick item. Staff would respectfully request that all commissioners file their Form 700 forms with LAFCO no later than the Tuesday, April 2nd deadline. If you have any questions about the details, please contact LAFCO analyst Alicia O'Brien. Thank you.
Thank you. Any public comment other than those that have been notified? All right, we have three future meetings, March 13th, April 10th, and May 8th. And we'll go to item 7. Was it A? 7A, yes. And
I have a question because I asked Supervisor Horvath why she had to recuse herself, and she just said it was on the advice of county council. Wasn't exactly sure. She mentioned that she'd gotten a donation from the mayor of Beverly Hills. That wasn't me, by the way. County Sanitation District number 2, she mentions, we may be members of it. What are the, you know, is it because it's a donation from someone who lives in the district, or what might the reason be? I just want to make sure that I wouldn't have to recuse myself either.
I think it's donation with someone with an interest in the matter.
But again, we're not sure what, you know, I'm on the council of the city of Beverly Hills. None of this seems to me to be a conflict of interest. And by the way, I understand that our serving on a council, even if a matter is up in front of us, isn't a conflict. So, for example, Margaret is allowed to vote on the annexation related to Duarte, even though she serves on the commission for Duarte. So what is, or on the council for Duarte. So what exactly would the conflict be? That, again, that someone who lives in the district, and again, well, I'm not sure what the interest would be. I get it if they're a contractor. I get it if they're a, you know, they have a financial interest, but I'm trying to understand what it might be, because as said, I don't want to do anything.
Commissioner Marish, I'm not sure Miguel nor I know. What I would say is, as a precursor to all of your annexations, before they even get to you for consideration, there is a property tax transfer resolution. There was on Laverne. It came before the Board of Supervisors. Counsel to the board recommended to Supervisor Horvath that she recuse herself, which she did. So we were aware of that because we're watching the tax transfers. So we would have to check back with the county council. It was not Miguel. It was someone in county council's office advised her to recuse there.
I get it.
Since she had recused there, she recused her. If you would like us to find that out from county council.
Well, but she had mentioned donation from the mayor of Beverly Hills. What you're suggesting sounds like it's a separate issue having to do with maybe the county losing revenue. But again, since we're able to vote on issues like annexations, for Duarte as that example, I'm not sure. Again, I'm not a lawyer, but
we'll have our counsel confer with counsel to the board to find out what the logic was. But presumably for us, I mean, we looked into it as staff. We saw that Supervisor Horvath had recused. We presume she would do the same here, but we'll find out from our counsel to whatever attorney in county council's office advisor, and we can report back next month.
And you haven't identified any other reasons why any of us, including myself, since my city's name was mentioned, should recuse ourselves.
We have not. What we provide to you in advance of each meeting is a list of what we call disclosures.
Right.
So that is, what is the agency that is annexing, and presuming it's an annexation, and any landowners, applicants, or real parties in interest. We present that information to all of you. It's up to you to decide whether or not you need to recuse yourself.
Right, but as said, in this case,
in this case, we just don't know. As I sit here today, I don't think we can answer your question.
Okay, thank you.
For the record, we're doing the reorganization of the city of Laverne to the city of Laverne. We have a letter on file here from the city manager of Laverne supporting item 7A. And we have a speaker, Mary Padres. Did she speak already?
She has not, but you may want to have Doug present the staff report first.
Okay, let's do that, Doug, and then we'll have Ms. Padres.
So, agenda item 7A is reorganization number 2019-04 to the City of Laverne 21-768. Amendment to the Consolidated Fire Protection District of Los Angeles Sphere of Influence, annexation to the City of Laverne, and County Sanitation District number 21 of Los Angeles County, and detachment from Consolidated Fire Protection District of Los Angeles County and County Road District Number 5. This proposal consists of approximately 19.44 acres of uninhabited territory located north of the intersection of Baseline Road and Japonica Avenue adjacent to the city of Laverne. The boundary changes as a result of this reorganization includes sphere of influence amendment to the Consolidated Fire Protection District of Los Angeles County, annexation to the city of Laverne and County Sanitation District Number 21 of Los Angeles County, and detachment from Consolidated Fire Protection District of Los Angeles County and County Road District Number 5. All affected agencies have adopted the necessary property tax transfer resolution. Proper notice was published, mailed, and posted online. Staff did not receive any significant comments from landowners nor registered voters. The staff report includes the proper determinations for the proposed reorganization and concurrent sphere of influence amendment. A mitigated negative declaration was adopted by the City of Laverne as lead agency on September 20th, 2021, which determined that the project will not have significant effect on the environment and is in compliance with mitigation measures that were made as a condition of approval. Staff recommends that one, open the public hearing and receive testimony on the sphere of influence amendment. Two, there being no further testimony, close the public hearing. And three, adopt resolutions making determinations, including the CEQA determinations, approving and ordering reorganization number 2019-04 to the City of Laverne 21-768, amendment to the Consolidated Fire Protection District of Los Angeles sphere of influence, annexation to the City of Laverne and County Sanitation District Number 21 of Los Angeles County, and detachment from Consolidated Fire Protection District of Los Angeles County and County Road District Number 5.
All right, we have now an opportunity for Ms. Mary Quadri to make her statement. Go ahead.
Good morning, everybody. Sorry, I'm not used to hearing myself really loud. Okay. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, and good morning, members of the commission. My name is Mary Padres. I am resident of the city of Laverne, and I've been there for over 10 years. I'm about 300 feet away from the land that I'm that's being annexed, and I'm actually the the applicant as well. I just want to thank the staff and thank everybody and the support for this type of project in the city. It's much needed in the city. And I appreciate having the opportunity to speak out here and working with everybody here, and also the staff support for this project and approval. And I'm available for any questions you guys may have. Thank you.
Ms. Potters, what do you understand is going to be the use of the land? You know?
Yeah, it's going to be building 7 homes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A lot of land for 7 homes. Any other input? Guess not. Is there a motion to approve?
Point of order, Mr. Chairman. I think you need to close the public hearing first.
Thank you very much for bringing that to my attention. I will close the public hearing and then I'll entertain a motion. Is there a motion?
Commissioner DeLis makes the motion to approve this proposal.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
A second over here. Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Commissioner Finley?
Yes.
Commissioner Lewis? Commissioner McCallum?
Aye.
Commissioner Marish? Commissioner Ocean?
Aye.
Chair Deer?
Yes, and the motion passes. It's approved. Go ahead.
This is one of the powers our commission was created for, the efficient transfer of annexations, land use, and delivery of public services. And this between the city of Laverne and the county of Los Angeles and their subsidiary agencies are all in agreement that this is a good use of their authority to deliver the services this area needs.
Thank you for the comment. Any other discussion? I believe, Mr. Novak, we completed our agenda. Is that correct? Well.
You are correct, Mr. Chair.
We have an almost record time. A very good, efficient meeting. Thank you for your attendance. We are adjourned.
Under. On time and under.